From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The Senate is in session again today, debating what is likely to be the final amendment to the massive health care overhaul bill. The legislation is facing a key test vote after midnight tonight. NPR's Julie Rovner has more.
If Democrats, as expected, get the 60 votes for the so-called manager's amendment, they'll be basically in the driver's seat for final passage of the bill by Christmas Eve. The 383-page amendment filed Saturday by Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid includes a series of changes to the 2,000-page bill, including abortion language needed to win the last holdout among the Democrats, Nebraska's Ben Nelson. Republicans remain unanimous in their opposition to the measure. They say it will raise taxes and represent a government takeover of the nation's health care system. They also say Democrats are rushing the measure to a conclusion, although it's been on the floor for nearly a month. Julie Rovner, NPR News.
12 detainees who were held at the Guantanamo Bay facility in Cuba have been transferred to their home countries. The men are from Yemen, Afghanistan, and Somaliland. NPR's Jeff Brady has the story.
The transfers are part of President Barack Obama's plan to eventually close the U.S. detention facility in Cuba. In a written statement, the Justice Department says the men's cases were reviewed for a number of factors, including how dangerous they are and how likely court proceedings against them are to succeed. Over the weekend, the U.S. handed 6 detainees over to the Yemeni government, 4 to the Afghan government, and 2 to authorities in Somaliland. Since 2002, the U.S. government has handed over 560 detainees. 198 remain at Guantanamo. The White House announced plans last week to transfer up to 100 detainees to a nearly empty prison in Illinois. The president says he expects to close the Guantanamo facility sometime next year. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
European railroad consortium Eurostar has suspended all of its service between London, Paris, and Brussels as cold weather caused more problems today on the high-speed rail links. Full service may not be restored before Friday. The difficulties began last Friday when several trains broke down in the tunnel under the English Channel, stranding more than 2,000 passengers for hours. The snowstorm that blitzed much of the East Coast this weekend has left a path of power outages and air travel headaches. Crowds jamming Washington's Reagan National Airport today were told there were no extra seats for those whose flights were canceled yesterday.
All flights are full for days and days. No sense in standing in line.
That was not good news for Tara Barnes, who was hoping to find an open seat.
I'm sure it makes everyone feel frustrated because everybody wants to get where they want to be for the holidays.
In the nation's capital, police are investigating why a plainclothes officer drew a gun during a confrontation with a large group of adults taking part in a snowball fight organized on Twitter. This is NPR News from Washington. A Russian Soyuz spacecraft was launched successfully just minutes ago on a flight to the International Space Station. The Soyuz is carrying 3 crew members for the orbiting outpost from the U.S., Japan, and Russia. They will join the American astronaut and Russian cosmonaut who've been manning the space station on their own since October. The spiritual leader of Iran's reform movement died today. Grand Ayatollah Hossein Ali Montazeri was 87 years old. Cambodia has sent 20 Muslim Uyghurs back to China, despite concerns that they fear prosecution or persecution by Beijing. NPR's Louisa Lim reports from Shanghai.
The 20 Uyghurs, ethnic Turkic Muslims, fled China after deadly ethnic violence earlier in the year. The group, including 2 children, was smuggled into Cambodia and applied for asylum at the United Nations Refugee Agency in Phnom Penh. It remains unclear what role they played during the rioting. Cambodia said it was deporting them because they'd entered the country illegally. The move was taken despite protests from the U.S. and the United Nations. A UN spokeswoman called their expulsion a grave breach of international refugee law. The deportation came on the eve of a visit to Cambodia by China's Vice President Xi Jinping, who's tipped to be China's next president. Human rights groups have warned the Uyghurs could face torture or even possible execution in China. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
Actress Brittany Murphy has died at the age of 32. She was pronounced dead upon arrival at a hospital in Los Angeles this morning. The Los Angeles Times reports police there are opening an investigation into the cause of her death. Murphy appeared in a number of films, including Clueless, 8 Mile, and Just Married. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.